What's one of the biggest in the whole career that you've had, one of the biggest kind of musical risks that you've taken that maybe the public and the fans wouldn't really
Can't
know?
believe
Okay, talk
this
about that.
kid, Tyler Lasine Cranium.
We thought
Can't
it was
believe.
a risk.
Yeah, it was a big risk because it was when Afrobeat was just coming in and they didn't understand it. Nobody understood it. Yeah, remember this, we're talking about
Yeah,
2015.
I'm trying to think back to
Yeah?
what else
What
was
was the
out
sound?
around that
Think about
time. Yeah.
2015, Afrobeat wasn't where it is now. It was a big continent music. It was spreading, it was getting there. Because obviously that's what I hear because Afrobeat was going hard. But in our culture, Afrobeat wasn't where it is yet. And when I did the song, he was like, yo, what is? Yeah, it was a challenge. It was really a challenge because to work it, they didn't understand it. They didn't understand that song. That song became one of the biggest records. I think I'm like over 100 million. Like, that's a big record, big song.
Yeah, banger.
But that's one of the biggest risks I think I took because it was a lot of work to get people to understand, say, oh, this is good.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was a big risk.
that's crazy. Nobody would think that, man. You know the way music just be coming out now
Yeah.
as well, like, and
That
we
was a
wouldn't
big
know
risk.
that. Like,
Yeah.
you would have.
Even Gyal Policy too, with the line. Girl like kitchen washer, you know, the sink.
Okay.
That was kind of like, should I keep it,
Should
should
I?
I not keep it? You know what I
Right.
mean? And I was like,
Stuck with
yeah, it's the truth. We do it all the time. So I was like, people relate with it. Yeah, so that was a big risk.
Talk to me about the current state of like the dancehall scene. How do you see where the space that music is in right now with the scene, bro? How are you feeling about it? Like,
I think nothing wrong with the scene. I think the scene changes all the time. I think that artists just need to be artists. Young artists be young artists. The older one and be them older self. The middle ones be the middle ones and just understand that's how the ecosystem works. I don't try to be something I'm not. They don't try to be something they're not, and that's what it is. And I just feel like the music always. The truth about music is that the ones that are actually good will always last, and the ones that are not good will eventually fade out. Even though sometimes that's not true, because sometimes management is one of the biggest holdback for artists. And some of the time it's just that artists sing the wrong things. And if you're in it long enough, eventually you learn things. You know what I mean? Because Shaggy's story is different from Cranium's story. Cranium's story is different from Sean Paul's story. Sean Paul's story is different from Beanie Man's story. Beanie Man's story is different from Cartel's story. So everybody have a different story among their musical journey. So I could give my speech and what I think will work, but it probably just work for me because of my situation. You know what I'm saying? So, all the artists have to do just do what they need to do to stay relevant and just understand that hype goes very fast, but substance lasts a long time. You know, and music is not a music is a personality thing. People say talent is personality. That's what I'm saying based off of my experiences. I think like I'm the type of artist that understood very early, as I say, you're not beneficial until you're beneficial. So like I don't take nothing personal. I feel like that made me last for a long time. Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
that's fire.
Because I would have dissed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a younger Cranium could see you now, what would surprise them the most, bro, about what, like the level that you've reached? Like, you know what I mean? Like, think back to a younger you, like. Can you think back to like the early times when this was all starting out?
What you say, what we were saying again? So answer it properly.
What would surprise, if your younger self could see you today, what would surprise him the most about the Cranium today?
I thought I was gonna be a one-hit wonder.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That is mad.
Yeah, I didn't know I would have so much hits. And especially on the level that it goes. And it could have got way bigger, but I'm talking about like I felt like at one point I was just a song. Cause it felt that way. You know? Because with everything that I was just working with, patience. That's what I was telling myself.
Key.
Yeah. Yeah. It is that. Cause when management used to be like, yo, we're just focusing on nobody else. And I'm like, bro, the song is 2 years old.
Yeah.
Let's move on. You know what
And
I
you're
mean?
not the first person to say that, bro. I sat with, we've seen it with like K-Trap. He's got a record, Warm. I sat with Critical
Yeah.
come through and he was telling me the song that the joint that he's got, the management were telling him,
Yeah.
this is the one. He
Lie
didn't
to you.
believe
Yeah,
it.
man.
And it's taken time. It was an old song from years ago and then it suddenly started
You have to
doing a mad thing for him.
like that would what me tell myself, because I thought I was it. Yeah, patience are the most important thing, because nobody has to know is one song that teach me everything that I know today of one song. Meaning like, me have some girl me there on, and when the song get big, every girl is around me. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. When the song fade, I don't see nobody. And then when the song pick back up,
they're back.
All right. Hey, big head.
You know, DMs me, DM.
Hey, big head, you know what I mean? Hey, stranger. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I know that, you know, things is working. You know what I mean? I have a set of girls in my phone that I know when things is working. When my phone go dry, I know say something off. But once we say, hey, what's up? You want to go tonight? I say, all right, my heart.
You know, yeah. So I know we haven't got long. We got to wrap up. So I'm going to do a couple quick fires with you real quick, yeah? Favorite Jamaican meal?
Used to be oxtail, but I don't eat meat no more, but oxtail, definitely. Okay. Yeah, man.
A favorite Jamaican meal now without the meat?
Favorite Jamaican meal right now would be, no, I eat jerk chicken. So I don't eat black meat, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Jerk chicken, fire.
Got you. Favorite UK city? Because you be active.
London, bro. Come okay. on.
No, chicken, because it's not.
I'm going to buy a place in London too, 100%. That's my next move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know when you be on them tours, like, I've seen Bristol. I did Birmingham with you.
Yeah.
We got people in Bristol, I think it was. Bristol. Yeah, Cambridge. Yeah. You be going to cities that not everyone be going to.
Yeah, sell that out.
That's important to say.
Facts.
Best dancehall album ever that you've heard?
Best dancehall album that I've heard? Yo, you know what's crazy? I can't remember exactly what the title of the album is. But whatever album, Tyrus Riley's first album.
Okay. I don't know the name, but...
Fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not a name person, remember. And Sizzla Kalonji's first album. I don't know the names, but yeah. Sizzla album and Tyrus.
Last couple. Jamaica or New York?
I mean, in what way?
Which one do you prefer, bro? Which one you picking in any way that is...
Jamaica, man.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
One artist that everyone sleeps on. Underrated artist to you?
To me, yeah. In dancehall?
Yeah. Well, let's go.
I have three.
Give me the
in dancehall, I would say Shayna deserves way more recognition. Right. Shayna, I think, is really good. In America, I think K-Camp is fire. And in Afrobeat, I think Kiss Daniel is one of the greatest.
Okay.
Yeah, so those three, I would say, like...
They're the ones.
They're the ones, yeah.
All right. I know we got to jump out of here. Anything else you want to let the people know before we get out?
Yeah, man. Big up on yourself, man. Thanks for your love and support. I appreciate it. Continue streaming the music. You know what I mean? Because that's what makes me continue moving. You know what I mean? Big up.
Always. Cranium. Big up, man. Yes, love. Man. Always, bro.
Yeah, man. Yo, K-Camp is the fireest motherfucker. Right, I don't know why that motherfucker.
Let me do an intro to the episode quickly.
It's because he don't really do too much, you know, mainstream.
Yeah. I love K-Camp.
I love him too.
That's my favorite artist. Yeah.